Tov is a nice young psychologist who has started studying the effect of psychology or the effect of religion on psychology. He's interested in writing a grand thesis comparing not just how different people react and act differently, but the impact of religion and comparative religions. So he's still far away from publishing, but he's put out a couple of little pieces here and there. There's a study he did in Morocco. In Morocco, he wanted to study the effects of when are people more likely to give charity. He did all sorts of different, played with all sorts of different variables, whether the person who was begging for money or asking for money was male or female, how they looked, how they acted. And he found different pieces of more and less conclusive directions. There was one really surprising thing that he found. What he found is that, as I'm sure many of you who are now living here in Yerushalayim have heard, there's every once in a while these loudspeakers outside. You can't really tell what's going on. Yes? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Right? So when the call to prayer in Islam is called out, 100% of the time, while the call is happening, anyone who was asked to give charity, gave charity. 100% of the time. In addition, they went to the same people on different days and different occasions, and the increase of the amount that people gave was always significant when the call to tefillah, when the call to prayer was blasting. Which comes to a really, really interesting conclusion. When we have certain really strong reminders around us about God, about prayer, about do the right thing, we tend to act differently. We tend to act better. We tend to expect better from ourselves. And the truth is, this is not a chiddush of the year 2019. This is something that we've always believed in. This week's parsha, we talk about Aaron. What does Aaron do? Aaron carries around the names of Bnei Yisrael on his heart, on his choshen. Why? Lezikaron lefnei Hashem tamid. Wait a second. Lezikaron, remembrance before God. Now, we can read this in two ways. Either Aaron needs the names of Bnei Yisrael to remind God that he's representing Bnei Yisrael, which comes along with his own slew of theological issues, why God needs our reminder. But in Pshat, it seems to be that Aaron needs the reminder for himself. That he's not there as, you know, Mr. Rabbi Kohen Gadol. He's there as the representative of Am Yisrael. And he has to realize that he carries the weight of responsibility of the nation on his shoulders. And it's not just about him standing before God. It's about all Am Yisrael standing before God, and he better do a good job, and he better think about them, and he better maximize his kavanah. Because that's what a zikaron, a reminder, does. It doesn't make us be a different type of person. It doesn't magically transform us into a better Jew. It simply reminds us of who we are, and that we should do something about it. It reminds us of what we believe. We already believe it, but it makes us conscious and aware of it. And a lot of times we go through life without that consciousness, without that awareness, and we act in different ways. But when we're reminded of it, we perhaps act better. The truth is, it's a Gemara. Gemara says, you want to know how not to sin? You want to know how not to fall in face of all sorts of pitfalls? A Jew knows how. He wears tefillin on his head, tzitzit on his clothing, and a mezuzah on his door, which was certainly the way they used to dress back in the time of the Gemara. And that is, you wore this all the time because it was a symbol, it reminded you. Okay, you walk around, I don't know, meet your average Chabadnik, Chassid. He's got lots of symbols, reminders. He's got a hat, he's got lompes, he's got a beard, he's got a gartel, a belt. And every once in a while I wonder, we spend so much time trying to be modern Orthodox and fitting into the world and looking like everyone else so we don't stick out. We've stripped ourselves of all of our reminders. And we've stripped ourselves of the things that make us, oh yeah, I'm Jewish. Oh yeah, I'm from. Oh yeah, I should think about God. Oh yeah, mitzvot. And I would just invite everyone to take a look at themselves. What are these zikarons? What are the symbols, the reminders that we carry with us at all times? And perhaps what are the reminders that we should be carrying, that we should be making a little bit more public or private just for ourselves? You know, just a quick example. When I was in yeshiva, so I took upon myself three things. The first was my tzitzit came out when I was in yeshiva. The second was the kippah became a kippah suruga, and it probably got a little bigger. And the third was, in the days where collared shirts used to have pockets, always carry on a mishnah in the pocket. You know, this is from the guys in my shir, this is the origin of the Bittel book, was carrying this around at all times. Okay, I remember we asked one of my rebbeim in yeshiva, how should a ben Torah dress? And he said, one step better than everybody else. Because he always has to remind himself he's unique, he's different, and his dress should always remind him of who he is and what are his responsibilities. And I got to be honest with you, if Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, thought that he needed a reminder when he went into the Beit HaMikdash, Alach Ad Kama V'Kama, how much more so do we all need such a reminder? Have a good day.